The state superintendent holds a press conference following allegations of nudity on his office TV. A Norman nonprofit expects a Trump order on homelessness to impact operations, and OU students create goose prosthetics. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, July 30th. I'm Nick Daniels. State Superintendent Ryan Walters is denying allegations that nude women were shown on the television in his office. Thomas Pablo reports Walters held a press conference Tuesday and accused State Board of Education members of lying.
Walters told reporters the TV was incapable of showing the images because it's a cable TV. He accused board members of lying about the alleged incident and questioned if the governor instructed them to do so.
Those individuals that tried to assassinate my character and print and publish things that are demonstrably false and provably false will be hearing from us and all of Oklahomans very, very soon.
Last Friday, two board members said they saw the images on the TV during a Thursday meeting. One said Walters struggled to turn off the TV, and another said he appeared, quote, shaken. I'm Thomas Pablo.
The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office is investigating the allegations from the board members. An executive order by President Donald Trump could change the way homelessness is managed in the country. KGOU's Hannah France reports on possible impacts to a Norman nonprofit.
Trump's executive order titled Ending Crime and Disorder on America's Streets makes it easier for states and cities to remove people from homeless encampments and put them in mental health or addiction treatment against their will. April Dozier, the executive director of Norman Nonprofit Food and Shelter, says Housing First principles have seen progress over the last decade, and this order creates an obstacle to further progress.
To not only reverse course on Housing First, but institute priorities to institutionalize and criminalize homelessness, it's really just a devastating blow to our work.
The executive order also seeks to shift federal funding for the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, from being used for Housing First initiatives to being used for programs that require sobriety and treatment. I'm Hannah France.
Congress has yet to reach an agreement that would impact Indian Health Service funding. Sarah Lisi reports that if a bill doesn't pass through both chambers before September 30th, the funding for the federal agency may stay the same.
Within 2 weeks, the U.S. House and Senate have passed respective appropriations bills, providing about $14 billion for the IHS over the next 2 years. However, both bills fall far short of what a group of tribal health representatives say the IHS needs to be fully funded.
Increased funding will enable our health system to recruit and retain qualified professionals.
That's Robin Sunday Allen testifying before the House Subcommittee of Appropriations. She is the CEO of the Oklahoma City Indian Clinic.
In Oklahoma, we are seeing alarming rises in cancer rates. And to me, cancer has become the new diabetes in Indian country.
If an agreement isn't reached by both the U.S. House and Senate, clinics like the one in OKC should still be protected by advanced appropriations. I'm Sarah Lisi.
First-year OU students will exhibit goose prosthetics at a showcase Friday. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports the prototypes were created during OU's Engineering Summer Bridge program.
54 students will present final prototype prosthetic limbs they designed for Peebly, a goose owned by a local farmer. OU News says the group of students hails from 8 states, and 33% of the participants are first-generation college students. The Summer Bridge program is designed to help the engineering and earth and energy students make the transition to college through math courses, skill building, and team projects. The showcase will take place from 10 to 11:30 on Friday in the ExxonMobil Lawrence G. Rawl Engineering Practice Facility. I'm Audrey McClure.
And you can read more news at our website, kgou.org. We also invite you to follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.